Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Toncast. I am a very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. I know a lot of you were probably screaming angry last week when I didn't post a Toncast, but it was spring break. It's hard to record Toncasts when the family is home. I tend to pay attention to them and more than, you know, my own self and talking into a microphone. But, you know, I'm back, so everybody calm down. You know, I don't have a host this week to ask me questions, as is usually the case these days, because I'm too lazy to hunt people down to host the Toncast. And that's because, you know, I'm really busy. I got a lot of other stuff going on. You know, this is what it is. This is what it's come down to. It's just me talking into a mic, and I'll get hosts eventually. But I'm sure that you don't really care all that much. So, what's been going on with me, very special guest Todd Robert Anderson, this week? Well, you know, a lot of things. Apparently this week it was douchey director week in Los Angeles, where all the directors I had callbacks for in the commercial world were rude and in bad moods, or maybe that's just their personas in general. I don't know. I don't know. It's, you know, it's funny. I am in a writing workshop with a casting director who teaches an audition workshop. She's quite wonderful, and her a book about how to audition is quite wonderful. You know, it took me 15 years to figure out the things on my own that she makes very clear in a few paragraphs here and there. and my new manager really wants me to take a class with her. Even though I have been auditioning for 15 years, I'm thinking about it. It's probably a good idea if nothing else is a refresher and to get everything clear in my mind again. Because, you know, I can sometimes be a lazy auditioner. And I mean, I always prepare on some level, but sometimes I prepare less. It sort of depends on the material and the show. In commercial land, there's very little, you know, prep that you can do. You sort of sit in, you know, commercials work differently than theatrically. You know, basically the breakdown of the audition process commercially is you go on an initial call, you know, your agent submit your picture to a casting director, and the casting director calls you in, and you do the audition with a session runner, and it's on tape, and then they give it to the clients, and the clients decide who they want to call back. Very often they call back just about everybody these days, but sometimes it's more exclusive. I guess it's always a good sign that, you know, I guess a lot of callbacks, so people maybe I'm a bad actor and confused, and people are just like really into my look, but I kind of find that hard to believe, because, you know, there's not a lot of work out there for ginger fellas. There really isn't. I just saw one on Hawaii Five-0. I was like, hey, ginger fella. And yes, I watch Hawaii Five-0, and not really ironically, I kind of enjoy it. I mean, I know it's silly, but I enjoy it, you guys, so don't judge me. Don't judge me for liking Hawaii Five-0. In fact, the last episode of Hawaii Five-0 ended with the cast of Hawaii Five-0 singing the Magnum P.I. theme song together, and I was like, oh, okay, so they know why I like this show, because it's gently reminiscent of Magnum P.I., even though it's a remake of Hawaii Five-0. There's a lot of layers right there, you guys. A lot of layers in that moment of Hawaii Five-0. And it was, of course, good to see. There were a couple gingers in that episode. I was like, whoa, it's ginger time in Hawaii. You wouldn't expect a lot of gingers to be in Hawaii, you know, because Hawaii is about sand and surf and sun, and, you know, sun and gingers, we don't get along. It's sort of a vampire-like quality. But anyway, so, you know, maybe it is they just like my look and they're considering putting up with my terrible acting and that's why they called me back. I don't know. Does a guy have a career for 15? No. No, that's not. It's not the case. I'm not going to be modest, okay? And I'm not being cocky. I'm a good actor, so it's aggravating when I have auditions where the directors are rude or don't know how to talk to actors. For example, the first callback I had earlier this week, the director and he had us in there for like 20 minutes. You know, going over these 2-3 lines over and over again, which, you know, I don't mind. And I always take that as a good sign if a director wants to work with you that much. However, I did not get the job. So, I don't know. Maybe he was just using us to work out what the heck he wanted. But in any event, after every take, it was always no, 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 no. And I know he was trying to get at a particular thing. But when every time an actor does a take, if you immediately, you know, say cut, no, 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 if you do that enough times, then it just it starts to get to an actor. And I know there's the stereotype about actors being insecure and all that stuff, and that's you know, that there's validity to that, but you know, I'm pretty good about taking direction, and I basically figure if you you know, don't give me direction, then I'm doing it right. But if every time I do it, if I hear no enough, then I spiral into negativity about what I'm doing. And I think anybody, you know, it's that positive thinking thing, that magical thinking thing. It's yes and. I mean, in improvisation, you don't negate the performer you're working with. And I think that if you're a director, it's good to say, add this, or take that, do that, but take this back, or and add this, as opposed to no, 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 no. And that's a simple, you know, it's a simple adjustment to make. But if every time you're like, it was too big, or no, it's too small, or no, because, you know, it's like at one point he gave me this actual direction. Do it flatter. And so I did it flatter. And then he was like, that's too flat. So, you know, if you tell me to play something flat, I'll flatten it right the hell out. If my performance is too big, and given the material in this instance, you know, is very silly. So sometimes, you know, when they have silly commercials, they, even though they say they want you to play it real, when I see the commercials, the performances are very silly. So it's, you know, trying to figure out what people want, when you don't have a specific set of notes saying it can be very, very difficult. And and when you're trying to understand what a director is trying to communicate, but he's no, and getting frustrated, then you start to get frustrated and insecure. So if you're a director out there, maybe adjust the way you talk to your actors. And certainly don't do it with this other director that I went in for. It's like he didn't even give direction. He just, I did a take. And the other thing is, when you go into the initial call, quite often they adjust what they want between the initial call and the callback. So you go on the initial call, you do what you do. And the only assumption to really make is that they called you back because they liked what you did. And if you go in and you do the same thing again, and the director is audibly frustrated, but not giving any actual direction, like this guy was like, "Ugh," and would put his head in his hands and shake his head. And then sort of curtly, he would say, "Now do it again." And then you do it again, and I tried to make various adjustments, but that apparently made it worse because the same reaction. And then when he was done with us, it was me and another actor, he's like, "All right, you guys can go." And I mean, I understand. I've been on the other side of the table. There's such a thing as bad actors. There's a lot of them out there. You have to wade through a lot of bad performances to get to the good ones. But I refuse to believe that I was turning in an absolutely atrocious performance that deserved that kind of reaction. So I don't know. Maybe people were having bad days and I was just unlucky in getting into rooms with people who were having bad days. But there's so much to be said for just being pleasant, creating a good work environment. And the director, even in commercials where the director has a lot less power than he might have on a feature film or even a TV show, because he's hassling with clients and producers and ad agency people on one end, and then he's in between them and the creative people, the crew and the art department and the copywriters and the actors. And it's a crazy position. And it's a massive amount of responsibility and juggling things. But if you make it pleasant and you have a sense of levity, especially if you're doing – because generally these commercials that I go out on are funny ones, or at least ostensibly funny. They're supposed to be funny. It makes more sense to have some levity and a sense of humor as opposed to being like aggravated. And aggravation and negativity don't go well with comic performances. You've got to be a yes ander. And if you yes and, then the actors will find the way. I mean, you don't even have to be super polite. You know, you can just give your direction. You don't need to lead in with a no, 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 no. And certainly putting your head in your hands and sighing heavily and being aggravated and then just saying, do it again, isn't really direction. It's just sitting there being a critic and not a very good critic, because you can't verbalize what your problem is. So, that's my week in douchey directors. I'm not going to apologize. I obviously didn't say who they are or what the projects were, all that. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to drop names. But if they happen to listen to this, they know who I am, they'll probably know who I'm talking about. But, you know, if that's the way you want to be. In general, I don't get jobs from those kind of directors anyway, because I just don't jibe well. I don't work well in that environment. While I want money, I don't necessarily want to earn money working in those kinds of environments. Most of the directors I book jobs from now are really cool people, and you get on set and it's all good. I mean, even if there's, you know, a frustrating moment where something's not being captured right or somebody's not quite getting, the performance right, a good director can work through that and find it. And certainly if an actor is a veteran as I am and studied and cares and is working hard, then it you should be able to get there even in the toughest moments without being a dick. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever. Different people work different ways, and different people have different ways of hassling with pressure. And That's all I got. That's all I got there. So that's my week in acting. So what else? What else can I talk about? Because I really don't have too much planned. I can complain about. Well, you know, I'm not going to complain. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to talk about the interesting things. Some friends of mine mentioned the other day that I look like I lost a little weight. And I definitely, my face is not as fat as it was a couple months ago. And my belly's starting to get a little bit tinier because I'm doing P90X and watching what I eat. And because I got the high cholesterol readings, I cut out a lot of cheese and all that stuff. It's amazing when you cut out that stuff that gives you high cholesterol, how quickly you actually start losing weight. It's kind of it's a good deal. And also, beer is cut way back and all that stuff. So that helps. And no desserts, you know. If I have any kind of dessert, it'll just be a taste, you know, just a like sugary taste to quench the sugar craving. But anyway, that's nice, you know. And I've been doing this P90X2 thing, which is very difficult, and oftentimes I don't want to do it and I get bored, because there's a lot of workouts in the program, but after you do one cycle for a week, for 4 to 6 weeks, and it can get a little bit monotonous, but you know, I sort of dig in and I do it, and yeah, that's good. So, you know, I've lost weight, so that's good. Woo! I lost weight. I'm a good actor. This is all my positive stuff. Because my new manager says, you know, he doesn't want me to do too much comedy that's self-deprecating about my acting career, even though most of my internet presence is making jokes about the biz. I don't know. It's just something I want to get out. I like lampooning the biz. That's what I do, you know, on the Film Pigs web series for Geek Nation. That's what I do with the Film Pigs podcast. It's a lot of what I do is deconstruction. I don't know. I'm naturally inclined to make fun of systems, whether they be Hollywood systems or governmental systems, religious systems. It's hard not to make fun of systems, especially when they're broken. I was actually listening to a podcast called Film Sack, where this guy was complaining about how it seems like everybody on TV and in movies now is gorgeous and there's no regular looking people. And I'd say, you know, for the most part, that's actually kind of true, except when you get into big studio feature comedies. I think a lot of the people in those are more average looking, really talented, of course, but more average looking, not super, super gorgeous. So I get that frustration. And when you're trying to make your living as an actor, and that's the case, it's even more frustrating. Trust me, if you're just a guy doing a podcast who likes movies but it doesn't make them, man, imagine getting into it from my end. Holy mackerel, what frustration. But you know, good looking people, people like to look at good looking people. You know, and it seems like the regular people these days are relegated to reality television, and then maybe they're not so regular. Maybe they're, you know, broken human beings who make for interesting reality TV because they're insane. Sometimes I like think about watching a reality show on a campy level, like, you know, like guys cutting down trees or, you know, hog farmers, stuff like that. And as soon as I start, you know, trying to watch it on a campy level, I tend to get horribly depressed about the state of humanity. But it's important to remember that even though that is pretty much what we're inundated with by the television, that there are regular, hardworking, normal people everywhere. I mean, how often do you run into crazy hog farmers that you're like, whoa, what's up with this family? Why are they so crazy? Not really very often. Where TV has become sort of obsessed with underbellies, even, you know, scripted TV shows. I like the Bates Motel shows I've been watching, and it's kind of fun. But it, only two episodes in, all of a sudden they reveal that the entire town is filled with assholes. So it's a show about a kid growing into his serial killer psychosis, his psychopathy. And, but then the whole damn town is filled with psychopaths and sociopaths, and they're all about crime. I don't know. It can get kind of depressing when all the shows you watch are about horrible crime. But at the same time, you know, you don't, when they go positive, they go too far. It's Touched by an Angel, you know? I don't know. I don't know what I'm even complaining about. I just wanted to touch base and give you, the Toncast listeners, 20 solid minutes of me talking. And I've just about done that. I'm looking at the counter on my computer, and I'm at 19 minutes. And if I jam the theme songs on either end, then you've got a good, solid 20-minute Toncast. And I don't know what else you want from me. I don't want to talk for an hour. I got a lot to do. I got a lot on my plate and I don't have time to talk for a full hour. And also, honestly, I don't have that much to talk about. And I realize now when you have a radio show on a weekly basis, how hard that must be not to repeat yourself all the time. And it's also probably why when you do listen to something all the time, people repeat themselves all the time. It becomes about in-jokes and callbacks, and that makes sense because how often can you invent new things to say? Really? Really? I've given you 20 minutes, people. What more do you want? It's just the Toncast.